Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 32.
Yes.
Yes. And it's, like we said last week, it's a special one because we have another...
Again.
And like we said last week, it's a crisp from Japan.
Yes, Johnny Esterhout brought it with him for me to test it out.
The world famous Johnny Esterhout.
Yes, we can say that.
He's famous here, he's famous in Japan. If you don't know him, you have been living under a rock.
Yes,
and you apparently
not listening to the Crippled Crisp Review.
Indeed. I couldn't have said it myself. It's a the packaging suggests pasta bolognese, but it isn't pasta bolognese, I believe, eh?
No, the flavor is Hiroshima beef sauce.
Hiroshima beef sauce.
Well, beef sauce, I can
get in
I believe that.
But you see, clearly I see spaghetti. You could say noodles, but in my Westerner
noodle eye, spaghetti.
Yeah, let's just open
potato,
it up.
Potato.
Should we just test them out?
Yes. I'm very curious.
Okay.
The bag is very Japanese in that it's very hard to open.
They smell quite tomato-y.
Okay.
I'm grabbing a couple. I'm passing the bag to you.
Yes, thank you.
What do you think?
Yeah, and there's... but there is something... also a bit of soy sauce.
Yeah.
Is there in there, I believe. Let's try them out. Okay.
They taste a little like...
spaghetti.
Spaghetti bolognese, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I
mostly the tomato in there.
Yeah. I had got some beef. I have to say I'm not the biggest fan.
No.
I don't want to offend anybody listening at home or in the car or whatever, but
or in bed
wherever you are. The crunch is also there, a little bit stale. Can I say that? The flavor is tomato-y. The smell is tomato-y. The flavor is tomato with a little bit of beef. I would...
a little bit of soy sauce.
Yeah, but it's just not something that I would recommend, to be honest. I would give them 2 out of... No, maybe even 1.5. 1.5 out of 5. I mean,
I'd give him 2, 2.5, somewhere in between.
Yeah.
I don't think they're not horrible, but we've had worse crisps.
Yeah, we've nah. For
but
me, the
it's just not that adventurous.
To be honest, I really don't like them.
Okay.
For me, this is and. I mean, there are probably people that love these crisps, and I do understand why you love them, but it's just not working for me. And I don't want to try to offend anybody, and I hope that Johnny still brings us crisps next time from Japan, but maybe not something with beef flavor, and then then I will be very happy. But let's just...
it's not a great crisp.
No. But you prepared a very interesting trivia to surround this crisp.
I did. Because these are the Goku Now crisps from Colby.
Yeah.
Which is, maybe I've said it already, but a very big crisp producer in Japan. And they are called Goku Now. Now, as probably many of you do with this name, Goku especially, you think of Dragon Ball Z.
I do. I love Dragon Ball Z.
I don't.
You don't love Dragon Ball Z?
No, I don't.
No? But you were maybe a little bit old when it came out.
No. I was in high school.
No, you were already...
No, I was in high school.
You were born during the...
I know that I was
Stone
in
Age.
High school.
No, yeah, sure. But when you were in high school, they didn't have color TV yet.
High school took me some time, I should say.
Well.
Yeah, I didn't, but...
No.
Was the joke.
I get it, yeah.
But anyway, Goku, Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. I looked it up. What the hell does Goku now, in this case, mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't get a translation. But? The name, or the word Goku... appears to refer to the amount of rice needed to feed a person for a year. So it's a word. It's not a name, but it's a word that is used.
And then it's the general amount, right? It's not like...
Yeah, general amount.
It isn't that your Goku can be different than my Goku.
Maybe you should finish what you have in your mouth.
Sorry.
Then the listeners can hear it better.
It isn't that... Your Goku is different than my Goku. There isn't... Not every person has a Goku, right?
Maybe it's a little bit like... we also use Mutt here as a...
Yeah, yeah.
As a name for quantity.
Yeah.
Which is just a general name of for quantity. Which is just one measure. But...
Yeah.
I might not need that whole Mutt or that whole Goku.
Yeah.
And while you do, or the other way around.
Yeah, true.
You might not have enough.
In one Goku, yeah. Interesting.
So, this is the fact. It's only a small fact. But
no, it's
an
interesting fact.
So now you know.
Thank you, Marijn.
When you look at Dragon Ball Z, what Goku means.
Marijn, you, I think... I know quite a lot of people with a disability. I know you as well. You have a disability, as if our listeners wouldn't know that by now. But you do something very special. You celebrate the moment you were diagnosed with your disability, right? Can you tell the people what day it is in the year?
I don't know the exact day myself, actually. And it's more... that sometimes it's not a returning yearly custom.
No. You did it when you did your 10-year anniversary.
Yes.
And then you did your 11-year anniversary as well, right?
No.
Oh, you did.
I've only had my 10-year anniversary.
I thought you did your 11 as well. But okay. And then, but you're planning to do this year would be
yes.
Your 13th or 14th?
13th.
13th, yeah.
And look, of course, being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis isn't a really fun thing. And
no.
I experience a lot of trouble because of the multiple sclerosis every day. And I might say that it's getting worse. But I also it has also given me a lot, and I've made a lot of friends when I knew I had multiple sclerosis, some maybe even because of multiple sclerosis.
To be honest, you participate in a lot of multiple sclerosis events, right? In my opinion you quite often do things with other people that have multiple sclerosis. You write for a magazine about
that's true
MS.
Yes.
You attend these special events like the
I've been to a hackathon twice.
You've been to the hackathon. You, for instance, always say when it's World MS Day, there is a World MS Day.
I propagate that.
Hey, you will tell it. It was somewhere in May, right, this year. It was like...
End of May, always.
End of May, yeah, it's always the end of May. And why is it the end of May? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
As far as I know, there's no specific reason why it's the end of May.
Yeah. And you, but you celebrate your MS in the summer always. It's always around June, July, right? Do I say this? When you do it, you have only done it once.
Yes.
But when you did it, you did it.
I like to do it in the summer. My birthday is in March.
Yeah.
And often it's dreary outside and raining. And I like it a lot to have fun with friends when the weather is good and the days are long and the barbecue is smoking.
Yeah, and that you can better do that in the summer than in the winter. That's
so
quite obvious.
I thought it's a good excuse in a way.
Yeah.
Plus to bring some groups of friends together that only know from each other by name.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of friends in different groups, and they know the names of friends from other groups,
but
this is an opportunity to see them as well.
Yeah. And why not now? Why are you doing... Because you came up to me a couple of weeks ago asking me if I would be interested to attend your MSversary, but this is number 13, your 13th year.
Yes.
Why not wait two more years and celebrate at 15?
Well,
because
I experience the downside of having multiple sclerosis every day. Why not have, well, maybe not a party every day, but a party every year? Plus, I think it's a nice opportunity to invite some friends to just be together and eat together and
hang out.
Yeah.
I like this sentiment. It's a good sentiment. And about good sentiments, this is a very strange bridge that I'm going to try to build.
Yes. I'm listening.
Tell the good people, because you don't only have your MSversary coming up, but you also have your own you're gonna do a little stand-up show soon.
That's a small stand-up show.
Yeah.
It's gonna be on was invited by a man who organizes
a comedy night. We might have discussed him before. Ken Parsons.
Yeah. Ken Parsons, Nutty Anita's. It's at the Nieuwe Anita in Amsterdam.
Yeah, that is Frederik Hendrik Plantsoen.
Yes.
Soon. We will have a link in our upcoming shows page on the website. You can look it up there. Entrance will be €5, I believe.
I don't know exactly.
Or maybe a tenner.
Maybe. I don't know exactly. But the event is on Facebook if you're curious about...
We will put the link to the Facebook event in the
That's
description.
Great.
Yeah, we will put the link in the Facebook event in the description. And it's going to be fun.
I hope so. I was invited by Ken to do 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It's some time ago that I've done some stand-up comedy.
Maybe even a year.
It might very well be.
Yeah. No, I'm interested to see what.
No, that's ridiculous. We've done our last show.
Yeah. Okay.
In August. Last year.
Yeah, but then it's 11 months. So 11 months is almost a year.
Okay. If you want to say it like that.
Okay. 11 months ago, Marijn did a comedy show, and that's not a year ago because, that's technicalities. But
it is.
Yeah. No. I am very happy to hear that you're getting back on the stage again. So this weekend, when you are listening to this podcast, you are actually performing in a play, and then next week you're already on stage again for a comedy show.
And I need to write some new material.
Yeah, and
I'm still thinking on it.
And this multiple talented guy still is in search for a nice job. So if you have a job opportunity in the bigger Amsterdam area,
and or a nice girlfriend,
and you want to date this nice gentleman, and you live in the greater Amsterdam area, then please leave a comment or tweet us.
Or how is our mail? at the still down.
Yeah, that's okay. I sent you a mail last week and you didn't arrive. So
okay,
we're still working on that part. But something that we also worked on and that is very good news is people on this podcast might have heard of the app Radio Public. It's an app for iPhone, iTunes, but it's also an app for
Android.
I mean iPhone and Android, but it's also an app for in your web player, so you you can now find us there. And if you go to our website, every time we upload an episode, it will be in the Radio Public player, because they are making an attempt to sponsor us. It's not for much now, but they have given us the opportunity to maybe make some money with this podcast, which is very exciting, I think.
So that's more reason for you to listen to this podcast regularly. Invite your friends.
Yes.
Tell them that they should listen as well.
Yeah,
and also because it's a fun fun podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to help us out, do it on the Radio Public app. And if you don't want to work with the Radio Public app, then that's all right. We can live with that. and another, you should listen to the podcast more often, also on the Radio Public app.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to download the Radio Public app and I'm going to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, and you know, you should do that regularly. Like, do it twice a week at least.
Twice a week?
Yeah.
Maybe
you're masturbating. You can do it. You're in love with your own voice. You can do that. It will be great stimulation for yourself.
Thanks for the stab underwater.
Yeah, now, be like Marijn. Listen to our podcast while you're masturbating.
No, you were telling me listen to it when you're under the shower.
Yeah, but you first masturbate and then directly go into the shower. So that's the plan.
Maybe that's a little bit too much detail for our listeners.
You don't have to listen to our podcast while you're masturbating. You can also do it when you're riding in your car or sitting in the train or working. Laying in your bed. I don't know. Do it wherever you want to be. Listen to our podcast. We're available all around the world in multiple ways.
Mainly over the internet.
Mainly over the internet. You can find us on Radio Public. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us in Spotify. You can find us on our website. You can find us on Stater. You can find us on TuneIn. We're very findable.
If you haven't found us on the internet, that's strange.
Yeah, that's strange. You can also sometimes find us in real life. That's on the 4th of July. You can find Marijn de Vries at Nutty Anita's Amsterdam.
On stage.
On stage. And he will make jokes or attempts at jokes. Are you going to do new material?
I'm still thinking about what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I think I might have a funny story.
Yeah, that's
about cool. About my first one night stand.
Okay, that sounds interesting, and maybe we should do it after the people at Nutty Anita's will get will hear it first, and then maybe you can do it. You can do it in the next podcast after that.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's do that. In a quick roundup, we talked about very interesting crisps from Japan.
Yes,
hoisin beef flavored.
Hoisin?
Hiroshima
beef sauce flavor.
Hiroshima beef sauce flavored.
Which tastes like spaghetti.
Yeah, you talked about Goku and what it means in Japanese.
Yes.
We talked about you're going to perform. We talked about you celebrating your disability.
Yes.
And now we have a question for you guys.
Yeah, because we want to know what we should review next. Yeah. We have the choice between, again, Piper's Whissington Tomato.
Yeah.
Or your suggestion.
That's sour cream and onion from Lay's.
So let us know which one should it be.
Vote and vote. Yeah, you can only vote once, but vote and
for what you want us to taste.
Yeah, and if you have recommendations for other crisps that we should try in the future,
let us know.
Let us know. You know how to reach us. And until that time, subscribe, like,
share,
write a review,
whatever you can. And until then, that is how the crisp crunches.